This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. This presidential primary season, polls have tried to shed light on which candidates likely Democratic or Republican voters may choose. But what's less certain right now is the way New Hampshire's independent voters may go. Independents in the Granite State can pick which party's primary to participate in, and because the number of independents in New Hampshire continues to grow, it's becoming increasingly difficult to predict the outcome of New Hampshire's primary. Steve Cozzella has been writing about this for NHPR.org. He is the president of the Mass Inc. polling group, and he joins us now. Steve, how many more independents do we have now compared to years ago?
Well, the number has grown and is continuing to grow. So if you look pretty far back, if you compare how many we have this year in 2015 compared to 1992, we have about twice as many in terms of the percentage of the electorate they make up. They're growing both in raw numbers and the percent of the electorate that they make up. The other way that they're growing is the percent of the primary electorates that they make up. So each primary day, they're making up a bigger and bigger portion of both the Democrat and the Republican primary electorate.
Does your data suggest some reason why this is the case?
Well, there's just more of them. That's part of it. You know, there's more of them. And even if the same sort of percent of them show up each time, just the fact that there's more and more and more and more each year means that they're going to play an increasingly large role. I should be specific and say that they're increasing in terms of their participation in competitive elections. So still, if it's, you know, the reelection of an incumbent, you're not going to see a lot of participation by undeclared voters in a primary. But if you have a competitive elections, say 2008 when both sides were competitive, or 2012, when it was only competitive on the Republican side. In any of the competitive ones, you see a much larger importance for undeclared voters.
What about those uncompetitive races? In other words, if all signs seem to show that one candidate is very likely to win, how might undeclared voters respond to that?
Well, it seems to be the case that they would be more likely to vote in the other primary then. So the biggest differences are when it's just totally uncontested. So it's an incumbent looking for reelection, still needs to win the primary technically, but really there's no contest. But if you have a case like we do seem to now, where one side looks totally uncompetitive, if the polls were to stay the same somehow until February and Donald Trump were to win 3-1, then you might see more undeclared voters shifting over to the Democratic side. You know, there's a lot of time left, though, and there's certainly lots of room for change in the polls between now and then. So we may well end up with two competitive races.
You also wrote at NHPR.org that the percentage of undeclared voters is highest among people under the age of 30. Overall, what does age have to do with the growing population of undeclared voters?
Well, what it suggests is that this trend is going to continue and potentially even accelerate. So the youngest voters in the state are the least likely to register either as Democrats or as Republicans. So about half of voters under 30, just over half actually, are undeclared. They're not affiliated with either party. You look at the state's oldest voters and it's about half that number. So only 27% of voters over 80 are undeclared. And it's just sort of a stair step. The younger you are, the less likely you are to vote to be registered with either party. So as those younger voters become a larger and larger share of the state's electorate, there's going to be more and more undeclared voters as a percentage of the total state.
And you also write with respect to people under the age of 30 that they're more likely to believe that there's not very much difference between the major parties.
And I think that's part of why this is happening is that there is this sort of no labels thing that goes on with the youngest voters. And I think that plays a role here, too, as well.
Historically speaking, in the New Hampshire primary, does winning a majority of the undeclared voters always translate to a victory in the primary?
No, it tends to be the case that you want to win the partisans on whichever side you're running on. So there are a couple cases where the margin among independents proved to be decisive. But generally speaking, it's been the case that who wins the partisans wins the primary. But as there grows to be more and more and more and more independents, it may become the case that there's enough of them to overcome the margin among partisans. There are a couple cases where that's happened already. You know, John McCain in 2008 actually lost Republicans to Mitt Romney, but still won because he had such a large margin among independents. But there's not that many cases like that.
So how should campaigns adjust their strategies, knowing that undeclared voters now make up a larger percentage of the overall voter population?
Well, often you go to the poll, sort of the extremes during the primary. You know, you run to the party faithful and then you run to the middle and the general. What this is suggesting is that there's more and more of the middle that shows up in the primaries. So that's not to say there's no difference between the primary and the general, because obviously you'll get many more of the moderate vote, less engaged voters showing up in the general than you will in the primary. But it does at least suggest that the groups of people who will show up on either side aren't quite as far away from the center as they were 20, 25 years ago.
Steve Cozzella is president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group. Steve, thank you very much.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And Steve writes for NHPR about the role polling and public opinion research are playing in the 2016 New Hampshire presidential primary, and you can read his analysis at nhpr.org.